If you have your Bible, I would like you to open the Bible to Psalms 16. I think everyone should have your own Bible, right? Would you please open the Bible in Psalm 16? The text of today's sermon is taken from Psalm 16. If you look at the title, the title of this psalm is "Have a Joyful Day." Okay, every time when we say hello to somebody, you will say at the end, you will say, "Have a nice day," or "Have a good one," so and so. But I would like to take this as my title of today's sermon: "Have a Joyful Day." That means every Christian, I would like you have this thinking in your mind that every day is a joyful day. If you read from the NIV version, at the very beginning, you will find that it said that it is a midterm of David. Obviously, the author of this psalm is David. Okay, no one exactly know the meaning of midterm. Somebody say that it is come out from a term that means to cover. Just a moment ago, we sang a song. There is a phrase saying that, God, you cover with your mighty hand. To cover. Some people say that means to cover your lips. This is a silence prayer. When you have your devotion, and then you can talk to God in this way, it is a silent prayer. Somebody saying that this psalm is the covering of protection. God protects you. That's why we can see in this angle. Somebody saying that it is the meaning of a midterm is to cover. That means it is related to atonement. That's why when we read to the last two verses, we find that it is really related to the atonement, to the salvation God gave it to us. That's why when we read it together, I hope that what God talked to you, the original biblical audience, can also talk to us today. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you. At this moment, we ask for your protection. We ask for your provision. We ask for our trust in you, knowing that you are our only God, and then we know that this is the time we put our eyes upon you, to put our focus on you. God, we come to you. We are waiting for your words. God, will you please come and then present with us? Let us know your word, know you more, and then we can depend on you. In the names of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. When I first read this psalm, verse 9, I cannot control the screen, right? Okay. Verse 9 caught my attention. He is saying that, therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices, my body also will rest secure. When you see it here, the word glad, rejoices, and secure, that means David, he himself, have a delightful heart inside himself. And then I ask myself, why David have such kinds of feeling? Why David has such kinds of inner delight in him? Can I get it? If I can get it, how can I get it? You may say that yes, King David, he is a king, that's why he has a lot of money, He has a lot of army. He has the full power. That's why whatever he wants to have, he can get it. He could get it. But I can tell you, if we read the first book of Samuel, it is totally different. Start from chapter 18 in 1 Samuel, you find that the life of David is not an easy life. The Bible said that he escapes from his parents. And then to go to the wilderness, he found a cave to hide himself. The Bible said that King Saul want to kill him. Twice in the Bible, King Saul want to use spear to pin him on the wall. Not only that, in the Bible tells us that after once King David was anointed as king, the conflict between the house of Saul and the house of David never ended. That means his life was not an easy life. He has a lot of painful experience in his life. And then I will ask why he can still say that my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. Why? I really want to find out the reason. When we read the verse 9 carefully, you find there is a conjunction. Therefore. Oh, that means here is a hint, it's a clue. You can find that the reason may be from the above verse. So we can read verse 8 together, and then hopefully we can find the answer. Will you please read verse 8 together? Say it. Okay. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. And then therefore my heart is glad. The reason here is that I keep my eyes always on the Lord. What does it mean? It means that he keeps his focus on the Lord. There are a lot of distractions in our life. Especially when we have a lot of things we need to worry. It is hard for us to focus our mind, our thinking, our action, everything we focus on our Lord. The secret here is that he has a joyful heart since he can keep focus on the Lord. If we think in this way, and then we can find that, it also means that he start to know more about God, and then he put his trust in God. We can look at this, start from verse 1. Okay, we go to the next line. Next slide, please. Here say that, I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. When he keep focus on the Lord, he keep his trust totally in the Lord. And then he started to know that this is my only God. He say, I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Just like a moment ago, the second song we sing, right? You are my Lord. I know that when I still, I know that you are my Lord. He immediately know that God is able to keep him in safe. He is able. He is the only one. Trust our Lord, put our trust on Lord, that means you know that this is the only one. And then I put my trust in him. You make him as your Lord, not his Lord. It is my Lord. So he said, I say it to my Lord, you are my Lord. And then he also know that God is good. Without him, there is nothing good. That's why he proclaimed that it is my only God. And then from the hero, from all the holy people, you can see that They have the faith in Lord. That's why he feels delight. Also encourage him. Yeah. No matter you face, keep your trust in the Lord, and then you know that this is the Lord. He is your protection. And then he is the God is good. God is always good. Without God, no good. Here also saying that those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. Run after God. When we face difficulty, when we face rough time, it is easy for us to think about other things, to find other things to substitute our God. Right? I don't know what God you are serving right now. Maybe sometimes you are serving yourself. Some people may think that money is their God. They run after the money. They run after money. But here saying that if you run after other God, you will suffer more and more. The phrase is more and more in NIV. In NIV is more and more, but in King James Version, it's multiplied. It is not only increasing. Multiplied, this is a geometric progression, right? Yeah, yeah. I think if you study math, you say that, yeah, multiplication is a kind of, yeah, geometrical progression. That means not only adding on. I think there are a lot of examples. For example, if you are in the difficulty, you face a financial problem, and then it is easy for you become a little bit greedy about money. And then you run after the money. Maybe you think about gambling. And then after gambling, if you the sorrow of gambling may increase, may multiply. It is very easy for you to think about that. Maybe family problem later on will come up with family problems. For example, two countries, if they have conflicts between each other, and then they think that violence can solve the problem. Violence is the god of them. And then they use violence to solve the problem. But eventually would bring up other problems, multiplied health problem, financial problem, so and so. That's why he is saying that those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. David, when he faced difficult time, he put his eyes focus on God. And then he put his trust totally in God, and then he found that God is the provision. God is a good God. Not only that, and then if we go to the next slide, and then we read it, continue to read the verses. He is saying that, Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary line has fallen for me in the present places. Surely I have the delightful inheritance. I highlight several words, my portion. In the Old Testament, all the tribes have their own portion God gave them when they entered the promised land. Only one tribe, they don't have the portion of land, that is the Levites, the priests. God told them, I am your portion. That means God is their permanent possessions. God provides a cup. Cup usually represents blessings. Some people, they have more blessings. You think in this way. Some people has less blessings. You think your cups has 12 ounces, and then Jonathan's cups have 20 ounces. You think that your cup is just half cup, and then her cups is a full cup. But this is what God gives it to you. What God gives it to you, you feel happy and satisfied. Don't compare with other people. I like the word boundary lies also. This is God give it to you. God give you 10 feet by 10 feet. God give her 20 feet by 20 feet. This is the boundary. This is what God gives you. Don't compare. Sometimes when we feel not happy, since you compare with other people, why he's there? Why am I there like that? Don't compare. This is what God give it to us. This is a kind of wisdom David can share with us. God is our permanent possession. That's why it is a very simple logic. Next slide, please. When we put our focus on our God, we totally put our trust in Him. Immediately, we know that God is our protection, provision. God is good. God is our permanent possession. That's why, no matter what I face, I still feel that my heart rejoices. My tongue rejoices. And then I feel the sense of secure. This is a very simple logic. When we read the whole psalm, we can find this. We can also see, I keep my eyes always on the Lord in another way. Would you please? Okay. In King James Version, I have set the Lord always before me. In Chinese also described it in this way. 我常把神放在我面前. Keep my eyes focused on the Lord. That means you put the Lord always before you. Think about it in this way. That means you put the difficulty, the tough things, a little bit, the crisis. There are a lot of crisis, human crisis. Okay, you put the crisis a little bit further, and then insert the Lord in front of you. You see all these things through the Lord. That is what it means. And then you will see that things are totally different. I'm saying that the situation will be the same, but you will see it in a different angle. To see the thing through our Lord. Try to do it in this way. That means when you do it, you go back to the Bible. When you do it, you communicate with Jesus Christ. You meditate. And then you give it all the difficulties, all the problems, issues, a little bit further away, and then just insert to see it through our Lord, through the Bible. This is what it means. I would like to ask you, what do you put in front of you every day? I go to visit families. I found that all the furnitures are put around the TV. Everybody put the TV in front of them. Or people like to put the mirror in front of them. And then to look. I can tell you that every time when you look at the mirror, you can find that you have something you need to improve, right? Once I asked my mom, "Mom, why you gave me such small pair of eyes? My eyes is so small." You can see your weakness only. Don't put the mirror, don't put the TV in front of you. Today, everyone to have a book. It is a God's book. But you, I know that you only have Facebook instead of God's book. You put Facebook off in front of you. You spend a lot of time to do that. Try. You have a very good experience. God can help you. George, next slide, please. At the beginning of this year, I went to Israel. And then at the first 2 days, we went to the southern part of Israel. And then all that place, just like desert, wilderness. And then we stood at the promised land and then looked over to the other side. And then I remember that immediately, I think that I can imagine that in the old days, Moses and Aaron stand over the other side and then they looked to this side. This is the desert of Sin over there. And then it seems nothing grow over there, but it is really, really strange. The place we're standing in this side, we stood at this side, everything is green. But we overlooked at the other side, it is just like a desert. Nothing can grow over there. And then 2 days later, I went to the northern part of Israel. We go to find the source of Jordan River. And then we go to the place called Dan. And then we find the Dan spring. We really see water come out from the ground. And then it contribute, the spring of Dan contribute to the River Jordan. And then we saw this. It reminds me that God is always there. Some place you can only see the desert. But God's grace, God's blessings, from Monday to Sunday, from Sunday to Saturday, 7 days, 24 hours, God's still present there. If we see the thing from this angle, you can only see the desert. But put our Lord, our God, in front of you, you see the thing through this way, and then totally different. That's why today you can see that in the psalm here, David reminds us, if we put our eyes upon Jesus, if we put our eyes upon the Lord, if we keep our focus on Lord, on our Lord, and then you see the thing totally different. We keep put our faith in Him, put our faith in Him, and then we find that no matter what happened to us, He is our provision, He is our protector, and then we can hide ourselves in Him. Folks, we are really, really have the joyful heart in us. We are really delightful. We are really blessed in front of our God. It is depends on you. Do you do it? Do you put God in front of you? Or you have other things put it in front of you? God is always at your right hand. There is a spiritual meaning. No matter you turn to which direction, He is with you. I think if you put it the right hand side, He is still there. Since with the presence of our Lord, you see the thing totally different. I know that the message come to your head, and then it is very difficult to come down to your heart. Or you know it, you don't know how to use it. But here, I would like to share with you, sometimes God uses different kinds of situation to let our faith grow in Him. God may let you see that other people better than you. God may give you a mother who always asks you to do this or to do that. always ask you to do all kinds of tests. But still, you should have a joyful heart. No matter you face, you should have a joyful heart. I'm telling you that being a Christian, that's no mean that it is very free, right? There are still, you still have a lot of issue you need to handle. However, with this psalm, when you meditate it, when you bring it to your inner self, when you meditate it, when you keep it as your silent prayer, you know that there is one from the above. He is good. He is just like an organizer. He is organizing everything for us, and then for the purpose of our good. His purpose is always good for us. I can tell you honestly, I myself, maybe I'm not quite understand youth problem. And then I tried to Google, the 10 top problems or 10 top worries of teenagers. Do you know what? And then you can ask yourself, what is my worries today? Some worries about tomorrow. Do not know what school they will go to. Some worry about financially. They don't know next week they have the money to live with. There are a lot of worries. But as Christians, God gave us all kinds of situations, but also remind us to keep focus on Him, to communicate with Him, to read His Word, and then see everything through Him, and then totally different. Therefore, hopefully everyone have a joyful day for every day. It is the message from Psalm 16. Thank you.